Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Empowered Caregiving Show. I'm Kristen, and I'm with my co-host Liza and our guests Dawn and Danita. They're in from Agrace, and they've been speaking to us about some of the work that Agrace does with their patients, and now we've been shifting to more of the support that they give family caregivers. They were just in the last segment giving us some great advice about making sure that you use the Agrace or the palliative care or the supportive care supports that are working with your family member to help you plan and think about how to support them in their dying and death process. So Liza's got a few other questions that we're going to ask them.
So that was some excellent advice that you gave as far as being prepared beforehand, before you're in kind of that final stages, to make some of these decisions and have some of those conversations. I'm just curious, is there some other messages that you have for caregivers, or what would be like three things that you wish all caregivers knew?
So top number one, of course, is that advanced care planning, important for both you and your loved ones. But I think the other things are self-care is essential. That's easy to say when you're not in the midst of caregiving, but if there are ways that you can make sure that you are taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, do so. And if that means asking others for help or allowing others to help, that's really, really important. And then the final thing that I would say is know that you are enough. A lot of caregivers think that they have to be perfect. No one does this perfectly. Yes, just know that whatever care you are able to provide, that is good. Call in others to help, but don't make yourself feel like you have to be perfect. You do not.
I love that. I love that, Dawn. That's beautiful. Yeah, I really like that message. And I think part of what we're trying to do here at the Empowered Caregiver is build a community where caregivers are giving themselves and each other the permission to not be perfect, and to lean on each other and find this identity and recognize how important it is to do that self-care, even though it is challenging in the moment. And so we're also, you know, working with people in town to kind of advocate for some of the needs of the family caregiver crisis. In some of our earlier shows, we've sort of outlined how this is becoming a real big tragedy for the country, because we have so many people that are in multiple roles, right? They're taking on this family caregiver role, but they're also trying to maintain a job. They're also have other family, you know, if they're a parent, they have other kids that might not be ill or disabled that they have to take care of. They're trying to maintain their own life purpose, right? And so we're just sort of curious about what other agencies besides us are doing in town in order to advocate for different things. So does Agrace do any advocacy work for caregivers or their patients?
We have several organizations that we're involved in that our advocacy work goes through. The biggest one is NHPCO, which stands for the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization, I believe.
Nice.
And our CEO is actually on the board of that organization. So we do have a good avenue then to do some advocacy work. We're also involved in some other collaborative movements. We're in a hospice collaborative of other nonprofit hospices to try to improve access and care throughout our area. We also are involved just in educating the community, the medical community here in our area, through clinical rotations.
That's amazing.
So we have a fellowship program for physicians. We do clinical rotations with nursing schools, for CNAs, social workers, even dietitians, nurse practitioners. So we try as best we can to get folks in the medical community to be comfortable with the idea of death and dying and to know how to approach that topic. Danita, do you want to talk some about the supportive care?
Yeah, I think it's very similar to, you know, it's kind of hard to dissect out supportive care from Agrace as a whole, because like I said, we all do similar work. It's just technical differences on what the difference is between hospice and supportive care. But yeah, we're in a supportive care collaborative as well with other hospice and supportive care organizations. We do a lot of training with our partners, facilities. We go and actually do training on dementia at some of our facilities and provide, you know, kind of hands-on training as well to our partners.
That's excellent. And so this way, they're all beginning to understand kind of the role and the impact of the caregiver and this experience.
Absolutely. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. You guys are doing great stuff. And so that's why we also want to give you the opportunity, or as Liza likes to say, we put the microphone out there. We want to give the microphone to you guys to promote anything that Agrace is doing that you want the community to know about.
Yeah, one of the biggest things we've done recently is we've expanded our services into Waukesha County. So we're very excited. We have our supportive care and hospice services in that area now. And we've been welcomed into that community, and we're just so appreciative. And we'll continue to build relationships in that area, and hopefully we can bring our great services, all of our great service lines there eventually.
Yeah, and that's excellent. I know that our station here is also expanding into that region, and so it's wonderful that we're all kind of being able to network across the state and share good resources and good thoughts. We want some of your advice too, right? So it's good to get this advice out to various communities and build these connections. But as Liza and I are developing our empowered caregiver community, we want to create some retreats, create some workshops for caregivers. And one of the things that we've realized in our planning sessions is that we can get lost in the forest for the trees because we're the caregivers ourselves. And so I was really excited to hear what your answer was going to be to the advice that you want to give caregivers, because I think oftentimes I want to hear, what does somebody out there think I should be doing, and how can I give them permission to give me that message? And so what I'm asking you to now is, from your perspectives individually or from the Agrace perspective, what do you feel like would be some important content or some important aspects to include in a retreat or workshop content for family caregivers?
So I would really recommend spending some time with some mindfulness practice. We are doing that a lot, even just as staff, to help us work through all the pandemic things. So that would be really important. We also have a lot of great resources at agrace.org that has information about how to take care of yourself as a caregiver.
Excellent, excellent. I think mindfulness is something that we all need, no matter what our role is.
Yeah, I would echo those thoughts as well. I think mindfulness sometimes seems a little new age to people, but I know Richard Davidson out of the UW is doing great work, and there's science behind this and how it really changes. We have neuroplasticity within our brain, and we can change our brain. And so really taking that time for yourself is really important. And it's not just sitting there, you know, meditating. There's active meditation you can do as well, and breathing exercises. So it can be life-changing.
Definitely. I have experienced the benefits of that myself. You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show. We will be back after this short break.